A soft light pours in through a wall of windows in an art studio in downtown Sioux Falls. Classical still life paintings and portraits take up most of the space. They're ranged on the walls and stacked on desks and shelves. A black curtain divides the room between half active studio and half preparation space. Anna Youngers rolls a cart of paint supplies beyond the curtain where a colorful canvas waits. The 31-year-old artist has been working on the image for a few years.
I actually started this painting back in 2012, and these dear birds have been sitting in my freezer since then. They're actually in pretty good shape, surprisingly.
The painting is a still life of a kitchen scene. Onions, leeks, and copper pots and bowls sit on a counter. A pheasant and two doves lay dead in the foreground. Youngers peeks at a table behind the easel where the items in the picture are strategically set up for reference.
So, now I'm just kind of figuring out how to get back into this painting here, what I need to work on.
Younger says her style relies a lot on lighting and texture.
I wanted to play up the relationship that you see throughout the painting. You know, it sort of draws your eye around, and you've got the nice sort of pinkish red in the pheasant's breast feathers. And so sort of having that relate back and then to the pinks and oranges in the copper, you know, it just creates a nice rhythm that carries your eye around the forms.
She dips her brush in oil and spreads it on the canvas. This image looks like something out of a museum. Younger says she draws inspiration from the Dutch Renaissance paintings. She didn't go to college. Instead, she had a more traditional art education, an apprenticeship.
My dad was an art enthusiast, and we would go to museums together, and he would always teach me about, you know, a lot of the old masters and show me books, and I, you know, spend time looking at Leonardo da Vinci's drawings and stuff when I was growing up.
After seeing this art in high school, Youngers wanted to do it herself. She says most people told her representational or realist styles were dead. When she got word of two artists in South Dakota training people in this genre, she jumped on the opportunity.
I set up an appointment, visited with them, showed them some of my work, and they said, well, is this what you want to do for the rest of your life? And I was like, well, I think so. I'm 16, so I don't really know. But that was kind of their prerequisite, was that, you know, if this is what you're really serious about and this is what you want to do, then you should come study with us. And so I was like, well, I don't really have anything to lose. I might as well go for it.
Her mentors studied classical art in Florence, Italy, before they moved to South Dakota. Younger says learning from them when she was in high school laid the foundation for her career.
I went every day after school and all day on the weekends. And then in the summers, I would go full-time in the summers. And then after I graduated, I stayed on with them for 2 more years and just studied full-time with them. They moved to Sweden in the beginning of 2006, and I finished my training with them, and I stayed here and started my own studio.
Younger says she's attended other fellowships and classes since they left. Now she mostly sells commissioned pieces, like portraits and still life scenes for clients. She says representational art may not be mainstream anymore, but it still has a loyal following. Younger's work is currently on display at the Washington Pavilion through the end of November. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Chyna Lockett in Sioux Falls.